Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and, as always, for making it a part of your day. Today is Yom Shlishi, the 27th day of the month of Shvat. As always, it's great to be back with all of you. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ira Evan of Congregation Oav Shalom in Merrick, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Evan slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Just one note, several of you have actually reached out to me asking where to find the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu in one sitter, assuming we all have different sidurim at home. The Mishaberach L'cholim text can sometimes be found in most Sidurim, either during the Torah portion reading at Shacharis for the weekday. Sometimes there is a box or a text there for the Mishaberach L'cholim. If not there, it will most likely be found if you have a sitter that includes Shabbos davening. There is then the Mishaberach L'cholim found there. As terms in regard to Achenu, that can be found in Shacharis as well, right before the second Ashrei, again, right after leaning, as well, after the Torah reading, not the Torah reading, part itself, but where the text is for calling someone up to the Torah, you can find the Achenu. Joseph Ugoit, looks like a great way to find things as well. All right, please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bichavod, who with great honor, Rabbi Evan.
Thank you, Naftali. Just this morning, a member of my shul called me up and said, tongue-in-cheek, I hope, Rabbi, I have a Pesach question. Since this year when the plague came, God didn't pass over our houses, can we at least eat bread this Pesach? And I told him that I'll check it out. Maybe we can get a waiver for kitniot, but we still have to keep Pesach. Now, it's been almost a year, and I'm honored to be asked by the OU and Naftali to provide Divrei Chizuk. But I got to say, it's kind of tough. Well, thank God the vaccine is being distributed and there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It still definitely feels like we're a long ways ahead, away from this being all over. And it's hard to feel as though God is once again protecting us and our homes. Now, before Naftali yanks me off the phone and never invites me back, I'm sure he's thinking, well, that is the worst Divrei Chizuk I've ever heard in the 12 months we've been doing this. I'd like to share one small thought that can help us get through what hopefully will be the last remaining months of this incredibly challenging time. At the end of Parsha B'Shalach, the nation is attacked by the Amalek, which is the reading we will have in a few weeks in the morning of Purim. Now, Moshe assigns Yoshua to organize an army to defend themselves, and then he proceeds to sit on a hill and raise his hands. The Torah says that as long as Moshe's hands were raised, the Jewish nation would be winning the war, and when his hands weren't raised, they would start losing the war. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah explains that as long as their eyes were raised to their Father in heaven, they would succeed, because it was then they would remember that Hashem was taking care of them. But I believe the explanation is even simpler. When their eyes are raised heavenward, they can only look outward, and they can't look at themselves. When one looks at themselves, they start worrying about their problems, their worries, their challenges, their tzaras, and they start kvetching, which is exactly what happened to the Jewish people after Kriyat Yamsuf. When one does that, it leads to self-pity, self-loathing, it leads to depression, and it leads to kvetching. It's hard to find God in that setting, because one becomes self-absorbed in their own problems. And that is why the people asked, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu emayin, is God with us or not? Yet when they look outward, either towards heaven or towards someone else, when they look to try to help others instead of worrying about themselves, that is where they will see God and feel his protection, no matter what the circumstances. In my shul and all of Shalom and Merrick, about a month ago, we started our vaccine help campaign, ensuring that all of our seniors, as well as the parents of our communal family, were able to get vaccine appointments, and it's been very difficult. It spread even further, and to date, we have been able to get over 400 vaccines for people, almost all of them seniors who would not be able to get them on their own. It was initiated and organized by my dear friend, Sean Gross, who has had a lot of personal challenges these last number of months. Only a few months ago, I was so worried about Sean, the darkness around him was tangible. Yet for the last month, while busy, incredibly busy, with this unbelievable mitzvah, Sean sounds like a completely different person. He's positive, he's filled with optimism, and I call him for Divrei Chizuk. And it comes from looking outward and helping others. Sean and his amazing wife, Hetty, and all the other volunteers, as long as you keep looking for opportunities to help others, you'll feel God's right hand right next to you and sense his protection as he passes over your home. Thank you so much. We'll take the opportunity to read some Tehillim, as we do every day. We'll start with Perek Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. I'm not 100% sure if I'm supposed to read it in Hebrew and in English. You can jump in any time.
Yeah, just in Hebrew, but not responsive. And that's
slow. Those are the daily emails we receive. Go slow.
I will. Perek Chaf Gimel, Mizmar le David. Adonai roi lo echzar, ben odesha yarbitzeni, almei menuchot niena alini. Napshi yeshoviv yamcheni b'maglei tzedek laman shemo. Gam ki elech b'geitz almavet, lo irara ki ata imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha, heima yinachamuni. Tarach lefanai shulchan, neged sorarai. Deshanta b'shemen roshi, Kosi Rabaya, Achto Vechesed Yudafuni, Kol Yimei Chayai, Veshapti Vebeit Adonai, Liorech Yamin. Chapter 121. Shir Lamalot, Esayinai El Arim, Meayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Meim Adonai, Ose Shamayim Vaharetz, Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine la Yanum vela Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzelcha al Yad Yeminecha. Yom HaShemesh lo Yakeka, v'yireach balayla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora, Yishmar et Navshecha. Adonai Yishmar et Tzitcha uvelecha, Me'ata v'yad Olam. Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir HaMalot, Mimamakim Karaticha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tiena Aznecha Kashuvot, Lekol Tachanunai. Im Avonot Tishmarya, Adonai Miyamod, Kimcha Haslicha Leman Tivarei. Kiviti Adonai Kivtanashi, Velidvaro Acholti, Nafshil Adonai Mishomer Maboker, Shomer Maboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kim Adonai Chesed Rabbeim Mofudut, Behu Yifte Et Yisrael, Mikol Avonotav. We'll recite the Mishaberach for Cholim, and I'll pause so you can insert the name of people that we know that are ill. Mishaberach Avotenu, Abramitz of Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Dovid Shlomo, Hu Yuvarech V'Yirapei Et HaCholim V'Et HaCholot. בעבור שאנחנו מתבלם בעבורם, בשכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם להפותם וחזיקם ויחיותם. ושלחם מהר רפות השלמה מן השמיים, ורחם ובין משוסג גדיו, תוך שער כל ישראל, פורת הנפש ועוד הגוף, השתה בגלל זמן קריב ונאמר אמן. And we'll conclude with אחינו כל בית ישראל, אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בתורה ובשביה, הומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוצאים מצל הרווחה, ויפה לאורה, Shiva Lugula, Hashta Bagoz Makariv, Benomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Evan. First of all, beautiful remarks, and you're always welcome back on the program. I know I muted you already, so you can't respond, but you're always welcome back, so thank you. Again, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, Latova, for good, and may the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Penny Dunner of the Young Israel of North Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.